This is the reading for September 2nd. Isaiah 51. The Lord says, "Listen to me, those of you who try to live right and follow the Lord. Look at the rock from which you were cut. Look at the stone quarry from which you were dug. Look at Abraham, your ancestor, and Sarah, who gave birth to your ancestors. Abraham had no children when I called him, but I blessed him and gave him many descendants. So the Lord will comfort Jerusalem. He will show mercy to those who live in her ruins. He will change her deserts into a garden like Eden. He will make her empty lands like the garden of the Lord. People there will be very happy. They will give thanks and sing songs. My people, listen to me. My nation, pay attention to me. I will give the people my teachings, and my decisions will be like a light to all people. I will soon show that I do what is right. I will soon save you. I will use my power and judge all nations. All the faraway places are waiting for me. They wait for my power to help them. Look up to the heavens. Look around you at the earth below. The skies will disappear like clouds of smoke. The earth will become useless like old clothes, and its people will die like flies. But my salvation will continue forever, and my goodness will never end. You people who know what is right should listen to me. You people who follow my teachings should hear what I say. Don't be afraid of the evil things people say, and don't be upset by their insults. Moths will eat those people as if they were clothes, and worms will eat them as if they were wool. But my goodness will continue forever, and my salvation will continue from now on. Wake up, and use your strength, powerful Lord. Wake up as you did in the old times, as you did a long time ago. With your own power, you cut Rahab into pieces and killed that sea monster. You dried up the sea and the waters of the deep ocean. You made the deepest parts of the sea into a road for your people to cross over and be saved. The people the Lord has freed will return and enter Jerusalem with joy. Their happiness will last forever. They will have joy and gladness, and all sadness and sorrow will be gone far away. The Lord says, "I am the one who comforts you. So why should you be afraid of people who die? Why should you fear people who die like the grass? Have you forgotten the Lord who made you, who stretched out the skies and made the earth? Why are you always afraid of those angry people who trouble you and who want to destroy? But where are those angry people now? People in prison will soon be set free. They will not die in prison, and they will have enough food. I am the Lord your God, who stirs the sea and makes the waves roar. My name is the Lord All-Powerful. I will give you the words I want you to say. I will cover you with my hands and protect you. I made the heavens and the earth, and I say to Jerusalem, you are my people. Awake, awake, get up, Jerusalem. The Lord was very angry with you. Your punishment was like wine in a cup. The Lord made you drink that wine. You drank the whole cup until you stumbled. Jerusalem had many people, but there was not one to lead her. Of all the people who grew up there, no one was there to guide her. Troubles came to you two by two, but no one will feel sorry for you. There was ruin and disaster, great hunger and fighting. No one can comfort you. Your people have become weak. They fall down and lie on every street corner like animals caught in a net. They have felt the full anger of the Lord and have heard God's angry shout. So listen to me, poor Jerusalem, you who are drunk but not from wine. Your God will defend his people. This is what the Lord your God says. The punishment I gave you is like a cup of wine. You drank it and could not walk straight. But I am taking that cup of my anger away from you, and you will never be punished by my anger again. I will now give that cup of punishment to those who gave you pain, who told you, 'Bow down so we can walk over you.' They made your back like dirt for them to walk on. You were like a street for them to travel on." Isaiah chapter 52. Wake up, Jerusalem. Become strong. Be beautiful again, holy city of Jerusalem. The people who do not worship God and who are not pure will not enter you again. Jerusalem, you once were a prisoner. Now shake off the dust and stand up. Jerusalem, you once were a prisoner. Now free yourself from the chains around your neck. This is what the Lord says. You were not sold for a price, so you will be saved without cost. This is what the Lord God says. First, my people went down to Egypt to live. Later, Assyria made them slaves. Now see what has happened, says the Lord. Another nation has taken away my people for nothing. This nation who rules them makes fun of me, says the Lord. All day long they speak against me. This has happened so my people will know who I am, and so on that future day they will know that I am the one speaking to them. It will really be me. How beautiful is the person who comes over the mountains to bring good news, who announces peace and brings good news, who announces salvation and says to Jerusalem, your God is king. Listen, your guards are shouting. They are all shouting for joy. They all will see with their own eyes when the Lord returns to Jerusalem. Jerusalem, your buildings are destroyed now, but shout and rejoice together because the Lord has comforted his people. He has saved Jerusalem. The Lord will show his holy power to all the nations. Then everyone on earth will see the salvation of our God. You people, leave, leave, get out of Babylon. Touch nothing that is unclean. You men who carry the Lord's things used in worship, leave there and make yourselves pure. You will not be forced to leave Babylon quickly. You will not be forced to run away, because the Lord will go before you, and the God of Israel will guard you from behind. The Lord says, see, my servant will act wisely. People will greatly honor and respect him. Many people were shocked when they saw him. His appearance was so changed he did not look like a man. His form was changed so much they could barely tell he was human. But now he will surprise many nations. Kings will be amazed and shut their mouths. They will see things they had not been told about him, and they will understand things they had not heard.
Chapter 7.
Since we have these promises, dear friends, we need to cleanse ourselves from everything that contaminates body and spirit and live a holy life in the fear of God. Open your hearts to us. We haven't treated anyone unjustly, ruined anyone, or cheated anyone. I'm not saying this to condemn you. I've already told you that you're in our hearts so that we will live and die together. I have great confidence in you, and I have a lot of reasons to be proud of you. Even as we suffer, I'm encouraged and feel very happy. Ever since we arrived in the province of Macedonia, we've had no rest. Instead, we suffer in a number of ways. Outwardly, we have conflicts, and inwardly, we have fears. Yet God, who comforts those who are dejected, comforted us when Titus arrived. We were comforted not only by his arrival, but also by learning about the comfort he had received while he was with you. He told us how you wanted to see me, how sorry you are for what you've done, and how concerned you are about me. This made me even happier. If my letter made you uncomfortable, I'm not sorry. But since my letter did make you uncomfortable for a while, I was sorry. But I'm happy now, not because I made you uncomfortable, but because the distress I caused you has led you to change the way you think and act. You were distressed in a godly way, so we haven't done you any harm. In fact, to be distressed in a godly way causes people to change the way they think and act and leads them to be saved. No one can regret that. But the distress that the world causes brings only death. When you became distressed in a godly way, look at how much devotion it caused you to have. You were ready to clear yourselves of the charges against you. You were disgusted with the wrong that had been done. You were afraid. You wanted to see us. You wanted to show your concern for us. You were ready to punish the wrong that had been done. In every way, you have demonstrated that you are people who are innocent in this matter. So, when I wrote to you, I didn't write because of the man who did the wrong or the man who was hurt by it. Rather, I wrote because I wanted you to show your devotion to us in God's sight. This is what has comforted us. In addition to being comforted, we were especially pleased to see how happy Titus was. All of you had put his mind at ease. I didn't have to be ashamed of anything I had said to him when I bragged about you. Since everything we told you was true, our bragging to Titus has also proved to be true. His deepest feelings go out to you even more as he remembers how obedient all of you were and how you welcomed him with fear and trembling. I'm pleased that I can be confident about you in every way.